Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. 150 years ago, the Pony Express mail service operated between St. Joseph, Missouri and Sacramento, California, and existed for only 18 months between April 1860 and October 1861. Mail service across the Western Territories had long been a problem, since the settled areas of the Midwest and California were separated by a vast stretch of sparsely settled, inhospitable terrain. Mail delivery generally took more than 3 weeks by stagecoach, but the Pony Express traversed this 2,000-mile distance in 10 days. To deliver the mail quickly, horseback riders raced simultaneously from both the eastern and western ends of the route. They rode in relay and galloped up to 125 miles during a single shift. Stations spaced about 10 miles apart furnished fresh horses and supplies to the 80 riders. Riders wasted no time at the relay stations, stopping only for water and to transfer the precious mail onto a waiting horse. The Utah Territory occupied a central position along the route, and many Utahns played a role as riders, agents, and station managers. Of the 190 stations strung between Missouri and California, 20 were in Utah. Of the 500 horses used, many were Mustangs obtained near Kimball Junction and Antelope Island. The Pony Express provided excellent service, but ultimately proved a financial failure. The cost to send a letter was $5 per ounce, but while receipts were high, expenses were even higher. But it was technological progress that caused the final demise of the Pony Express. Construction was underway on a communication system that they could never beat, the Transcontinental Telegraph. A message that took 10 days by Pony Express took only 10 seconds by telegraph. In October 1861, the Pacific Telegraph was completed at Salt Lake City, and the Pony Express became obsolete overnight. Content for this episode of the Beehive Archive was provided by the Utah State Historical Society, a program of Utah State History. Sources and past episodes of the Beehive Archive may be found at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of the Utah Humanities Council, I'm Megan Van Frank. Visit us online at kcbw.org and click on the Beehive Archive link.